大家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
Wow, Dylan, you look good today and smell even better.
Really? Well, thanks.
No, I'm lying.
Ouch. I thought you were actually being nice today.
You thought wrong.
What you just witnessed was someone insulting someone else without using curse words.
Which subsequently happens to be our topic for today.
Yes. There are several ways to do this in English, and we will show you how to do them today.
今天呢就要教一教大家怎么样骂人不带脏字儿啊，比如说，你呀，应该要多读点书，意思就是在骂你丑，就是类似这种的英文表达。
But please don't use this lesson to insult others. This podcast is for educational purposes.
真的是讲得好听。那今天呢，就要教给大家这么一些表达，我相信是非常实用的哈。如果说大家想要查看我们今天这一期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信搜索关注早安英文，然后私信回复笔记两个字就可以获取啦。
We should first start by talking about the many different ways or things you can insult someone on.
就是说如果你要去侮辱这个人又不带脏字的话，通常你是从什么方面去下手呢？
And when insulting someone in this way, you should be speaking in a nice tone.
就是 pretend to be nice.
Yes, exactly.
假装很 nice 的一个语气调调。比如说 Wow, Dylan, you look good today.
Yeah, exactly. So some of these things include someone's looks or general appearance, smell or hygiene,and or intelligence.
就是你可以从这些方面下手，某人的外貌，就是 looks 和 general appearance.
Yeah.
Smell 就是他的气味，他的体味，然后这个 hygiene 是什么东西？
Hygiene is like if someone brushes their teeth or wears deodorant or wears 香水。Like how often they shower, how clean they are, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
就是那种啊，你多久没洗澡了这种感觉。然后呢，最后这个 intelligence 就是智力，也就是说骂某人不聪明。
There are several different ways in which to insult someone by making them feel inadequate in one or more of these categories.
好，那我们接下来就开始讨论吧。
So let's discuss making fun of someone's appearance.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Translate that for me.
我非常喜欢这一趴，就是首先呢从某人的外貌下手。
A good way to do this would be to use a compliment first.Then an insult at the end of the sentence.
这个呢，我们中文里面叫做先给颗糖吃，再甩上一巴掌啊。所以呢，就是先 use a compliment, 就是 compliment, sorry, 就是先赞美他一下，然后呢，再去侮辱他。
Yeah. So an example of this would be like, I like those pants, Kara. Does your grandma know you're wearing them?
好生气啊。
Yeah.
就说哎呦卡拉你的这个裤子可真好看，你那个你奶奶知道你把它给穿出来了吗？
Yeah. Another way to insult someone's appearance is to draw a parallel with something else that is viewed as negative.
啊，这什么意思啊？ Can you give us an example?
Like for example, you could say, You look like a train wreck today, Kara. Why didn't you do your hair?
我好生气，我被摁到了。这个 train wreck 就是那个残破残旧的那个火车，
yeah.
其实就是讲说你看起来糟糟的今天。
When insulting someone's intelligence, you can often compare them to an object that is not what it used to be.
好，接下来呢，第二类就是在侮辱某人智力这一方面呢，在英文当中有非常有趣的表达啊。首先呢，来给我们举一个例子。
Okay.You can say, you aren't the sharpest tool in the shed anymore.
就是说你已经不是这个 shed, 就是这个棚里面最锋利的那个工具了。Yeah. 所以在英文当中啊，他经常会举例子，就是说你不是某个区域里面最什么什么的那一个了。其实呢，就是在讲你不聪明。所以你是不是也可以讲说you aren't the brightest bulb in the box.
Yeah, the brightest light bulb.
或者说、yeah. you're not the quickest.Bunny in the forest.
Oh, I guess so.
这之类的、yeah. 反正就是在某个区域里面不是最什么什么那一个、yeah. 大家可以自己去尝试造一下句啊，这是他们经常用来侮辱人智力的一个方式。
You could also insult them by giving them a small compliment first. Like, I envy all the people that haven't met you yet.
就是说我羡慕那些到现在还没有遇见你的人，就是说遇见你啊，真是一个哎呦真是 难以言喻的一件事情。I envy all the people you haven't met yet.
Yeah. If you weren't so cute, life would be much harder, Kara.
这话是我们刚遇见不久之后他对我讲过的一次。当时我还以为这是一个 compliment, 但其实不是。它的字面意思呢是说如果说你不这么可爱的话那你的生活肯定会变得更加的艰难。所以其实在说什么呢就是在说你 stupid.
Yeah. You could also, draw attention to someone's childhood or make assumptions about them by them being damaged in childhood in some way.
简单来讲呢就是讲一些小时候的事情。是什么意思呢我们还是看例句啊。
You could say,Did your mother drop you on your head when you were little?
这个有点像我们中文里面的表达，就是说你小时候是不是摔了脑袋？小时候你妈是不是摔了你的脑袋呢？就是说你不聪明不？
Did you eat paint chips when you were a child?
Paint chips 就是 paint 是油漆嘛 ，chips 我们知道它是一片一片的，所以就是说你小时候是不是吃了油漆块啊？就是把脑子给吃坏了。
And then you could also say, Did you grow up under telephone wires, or like under a power cable?
这是什么、就是被辐射了是吧
yeah. Now let's talk about insulting someone's hygiene、
就是我们刚刚讲的就是某人的这个体味
So when I first moved to China It was really weird that no one wore deodorant、yeah. No one wears deodorant
So in America everyone does
Everybody wears deodorant、Yeah
好
Okay So the first one we should talk about is I can smell you from a mile away. When was the last time you had a shower?
就说我从很远很远的地方就能闻到你的味道了。你上次洗澡是什么时候
？Yeah. You can also say, I can actually see the stink around you.
Stink 这个词呢，本来是一个气味，它表示臭味。但是如果说你讲 I can literally see the stink around you.
Like there's a green mist.
对，就好像我能在你的这个身体周围看到那种发着绿色的那种冒臭味的那种气味了。
All right, let's discuss some of the insults we went over today, okay?
就是 a quick recap. 我们最后来复习一下今天讲的这些侮辱人又不带脏字的句子。
I like those pants.Does your grandma know you're wearing them?
我特别喜欢你这条裤子。你奶奶知道你把它穿出来了吗
？You look like a train wreck.
你看起来就像那个残破的火车。
You aren't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Or
you aren't the brightest bulb in the box.
就说你不是这个棚里面最锋利的那个工具了，也不是这个盒子里面最亮的那个灯泡了。就说你笨。
I envy all the people who haven't met you yet.
我真羡慕那些你还没有遇见过的人啊。
If you weren't so cute, life would be much harder.
如果说你不这么可爱的话，你的这个人生啊，肯定会变得更加艰难。
Did your mother drop you on your head when you were little?
你小时候你妈妈是不是摔过你的脑袋？
Did you eat paint chips when you were a child?
你小时候是吃过漆片吧？
I can smell you from a mile away. When was the last time you showered?
我老远就闻到你的味道了，你到底是多久没洗澡了
？I can actually see the stink around you.
我都看到你身上发那个绿色的臭味光了。
All right, guys, just remember, please don't use these to insult actual people. This is just for educational purposes. Wink, wink.
好，那我们今天这期节目就到这儿了，是吧
？Yeah.
我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
我们下期见。
Bye bye.
Bye bye.